Well, hello, good day to my friends of Voices of the Sacred Feminine, whether you're across town or across the globe. Isn't it a glorious day outside? What a better day to honor spring and Ostara. Well, that cut opening up today's little broadcast is called Let the Way Be Open by Abigail Spinner McBride. And I thought it was fitting because as I play our pre-recorded Ostara meditation, I'm hoping you will do just that, that you will let the way be open for the divine guidance and messages from the Mother. So, this has become my spring tradition, I want to share with listeners my pre-recorded Ostara meditation, which can be used throughout the season, or any time, really. The spring meditation is intended to raise awareness of this budding season of abundance and fertility, as well as suggest religious tolerance and show how we might find common ground with our progressive Christian friends. So, without further hesitation, let me go ahead and play for you this Ostara meditation for spring. I hope you'll enjoy it, and I'd love to hear your comments.
Greetings, Goddess Advocates. I'm Karen Tate, author of Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations, and Walking an Ancient Path. And with the help of Marion Watermoon Dragon of All Things Pagan Radio, I'd like to bring you for your enjoyment and to facilitate a connection with Goddess an Ostara meditation I originally wrote for our springtime Sacred Sunday services. You may share this meditation with anyone you believe would enjoy it, because sharing, giving, and reciprocity are the Goddess way. Thank you for your trust to allow me to take you on this inner journey to find the divine within. So let's get ready to begin the meditation. First, begin by finding a comfortable position. Then close your eyes and breathe. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out, slowly, slowly. Allow your mind to release any thoughts as you make ready for our inner journey. Let the suggestions of the journey unfold on the movie screen of your third eye. Breathe in and out. Drop into that special space you go to receive suggestions from the divine. Simply allow, allow, allow. Be ready to open yourself to ideas and guidance important for you to grasp. Breathe in and out. Allow. Allow yourself to be a container, filling up with inspiration and wisdom you might glean from this journey. Let your consciousness go deeper, moving away from this place. It is as if you are sinking into luxurious pillows or walking down a flight of stairs, one step at a time. You go deeper and deeper with each step. Breathe and relax. Keep moving down that staircase to the potent and safe darkness of your being. Keeping your eyes closed, you allow the movie screen of your mind to switch on, and you see you have just been transported to the most beautiful meadow. The sun is shining high in the bright blue sky, and you feel its warmth. You see flocks of birds overhead, and you hear their calls. The clouds are like fluffy wads of cotton in the heavens. Lowering your eyes as you look around, you see a grove of trees before you. You hear the tap-tap of the red-headed woodpeckers on the ancient trunks. There are spatterings of flowers growing here and there. Blue irises, yellow daffodils. You look down and see you are standing in a field of green clover. You notice some of the leaves have three leaves and others four. You feel truly lucky to be alive and embraced in nature's garden. Then you realize you hear the rush of water behind you and feel a light spray of wetness. Turning around, you see behind you is a magnificent waterfall. You feel drawn to move toward the flowing water, being a creature of water that you are. As you walk toward the life-giving liquid, you see the other creatures that the water has also attracted. There are frogs and turtles making their way along the banks of the waterfall pool. Fish are abundant in the waters. Purple water lilies float upon the surface. There's even a timid young doe getting a drink. Then you notice playing in some high grasses just alongside the water's edge is a clutch of white rabbits. Some are nibbling the green blades of grass. Others are taking care of their young ones. All are busy playing in Gaia's garden. Moving closer to the waterfall, you notice there seems to be a path of stones that will take you behind the falling water. You sense the cool darkness there, and it calls to you. Stepping along the path, you reach out for a tree to steady you. As you do, you notice that the branches are filled with birds, and their joyful songs uplift your spirits even higher. Your keen eyes notice the many nests in the branches, and on one nest, very close to you, hold several pale blue eggs. Soon the mother bird is back tending this nest, and you continue along your stone path leading behind the waterfall. You are grateful for the glimpse of life you saw within the nest. Soon you are behind the waterfall and your eyes have to adjust to the darkness. You realize this cave behind the water's edge goes deep into the mountain. You feel perfectly at ease as you begin to go deeper and deeper within the cave. There is a peace and security in its coolness that lures you still deeper within. Looking down, you notice some squirrels retrieving nuts they'd hidden among the rocks. And the white rabbits you saw earlier are also here. They take no notice of you, so you decide to sit upon a large rock, perfectly positioned to be a comfortable seat. Here you enjoy simply watching the rabbits and squirrels going about the things that they do. Suddenly, you see a white mist that seems to emanate from the rear of the deep chasm before you. The mist swirls and moves toward you and around you, piquing your curiosity. You wonder at your fearlessness, but you feel secure in this womb-like space. Within seconds, the mist seems to take a more solid shape, and you hear a voice. The voice says, "Do not be afraid. I'm here to teach you that which you seek." Trusting and curious, you sit and wait for what might happen next. Within a few seconds, the mist has taken the form of a beautiful woman who reaches out with her hand and touches the top of your head, gifting you with vision. You see in this vision a woman on a throne flanked by two lions. To her right is her consort on his throne. You see the consort's skin is a pale green like the flowering earth. From a large seed on his lap, you see vines and flowers growing full. They entwine around his royal chair and encompass his body, becoming his clothing. Then, in what seems like time-lapsed photography, the green growth matures, growing larger, fuller, and more abundant. The divine feminine tells you to look upon his face as it morphs from one face to another. And without knowing exactly how, you intuit that you are seeing the faces of the great old gods or consorts of goddess, Tammuz, Osiris, Dionysus, Attis, even Jesus. The flowering, dying, and rising kings. And she smiles at you and says, yes, they are one. The queen goddess touches your head again and the scene changes. Your seat now, within the nest-like enclosure, is still comfortable, and around you, you see colored eggs. You see red ones, blue ones, yellow, and green ones. Some have symbols on them: flowers, spirals, ankhs, crosses, wavy lines, interlocked triangles. She points to one egg in particular, and you know you are meant to touch it. As you do, you hear the words, ah, the garden. There is wisdom and magic in the dirt. You smile at Astara in amazement. Yes, you know her by her name now. She is the goddess of spring. She points to another egg, which you touch, and again you hear words. This you hear wisdom say. When I let go of who I am, I become who I might be. When I let go of who I am, I become who I might be. This makes you smile, and you exchange an understanding glance with Astara, who points to a yellow egg just within reach. And you hear, within you, there is an inner seed of radiance waiting to grow. Yes, within you, there is an inner seed of radiance waiting to grow. You feel yourself all aglow with these truths and hope, and you hardly notice the mist that was Ostara is beginning to fade. Slowly, slowly, you are alone once again, alone in the dark womb of Gaia. But as you look down there at your feet, there remains one red egg. You know this egg is yours to keep. As you reach down and touch it, you are gifted with one last seedling of truth that might grow within you. Sit a minute with the red egg and let that wisdom enter your heart and mind. If you haven't received the message yet, don't let yourself worry. It will come. You can take the red egg with you. Take it home and put it upon your altar so that it is a constant reminder of the wonders of this journey and the potential of both spring and the dark places. You rise now and begin to exit the cave. You take one last look at the white rabbits as they frolic in the safety of the mother's embrace. As you reach the stone pathway leading outside, the bright sunlight warms your skin once again, and you decide to sit for a moment at the bank of the pool. As you lower your feet into the water so teeming with life, that sudden shock of cold transports you back here with us. Quickly and safely, you are back here with us. When you are ready, you can open your eyes and look upon Ostara's eggs awaiting you this season. Blessed be.